All right, good to be talking to Dustin Bird again. How's everything going, man?
Pretty great. How are you doing? I'm going to have to lean in a little bit so I can really hear you. It's kind of loud in here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you got a new single out, Hating on Love.
Yeah, that's right.
Really good, powerful song.
Yeah, thanks.
Was there any worry to you at all? Because, again, the way some subject matter may get taken with that, there are certain groups of people that may not necessarily side with that kind of, like, the message is right, but they may not like how it may be used.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why I wrote it, you know, it's for that reason. I mean, look, like, with this song, I wanted to share the human experience.
Yeah.
You know, what it feels like for people, you know. The song is about what it's like to come out as a LGBTQ plus person.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I'm a straight guy.
Yeah.
And like a year ago, I didn't think this was such an issue. I heard people, you know, friends and a lot of really amazing people shared their stories with me of like what it was like to come out.
Okay.
You know, and what they had to go through, and culturally, socially, you know, how society views that, the sort of stigma that's around it, you know, the fear of it.
Yeah.
You know, the difficulty in sharing it, whether it was with their family,
yeah,
or just within the community, you know, how tough it is. And I realized this is still a problem.
Yeah.
This is still a huge problem. And so I wrote this song. I didn't plan on writing this song. I just kind of wrote it. And then, like, once I wrote it, it was like, we have to put this out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, man, I mean, there's definitely people who disagree with the message in different ways and whatever.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's part of the reason that it's out there is to communicate the human experience, you know. It's not to, you know, like, try and, I mean, the hook is God ain't hating on love.
Yeah.
Right? At the end of the song. And you know, because that's what I believe. To the extent that I think that I know, you know, how God sees it, it's like, I don't believe God's hating on love, right?
Yeah.
And you know, so I'm not trying to be like an authority or an expert on this stuff, right? I'm not trying to like, you know, people. I accept people's religious beliefs. I accept the way that people see it. I'm trying to approach this from a place of compassion and understanding and educating and just sharing these experiences, you know, with people. And I'm already seeing it, you know, with like TikTok and just streaming and whatever, like people finding this song and sharing their stories. And I'm just so proud that I get to, you know, be a part of this, be a part of the narrative, be a part of opening up the conversation, letting people share their stories. It's very powerful. And I think it's really positively impacting a lot of people's lives. Yeah. So I'm really hopeful for it. I just want it to find its people.
Yeah. So when I first listened to it, like I said, watched that Shania Twain documentary thing.
Okay, I haven't seen
Netflix.
That yet. Yeah.
There's one point, I think the guy's name is Orville, I think it is. The guy with the like black
Orville
mask.
Orville Peck's super cool. Yeah, he's got the tassels.
Yeah, and he
fringe.
Was talking, because again, they bring up, you know, Shania being a hero to the LGBT community and all that.
Yep.
And he's like, I don't know why there aren't more, I'm surprised, he's like, I don't know why, or I don't understand why there's not more out country singers. I'm sitting there going, you don't know the reason why. That's part of it, but, you know.
It's tough.
You know,
I wish
they could be themselves and
T.J. Osborne,
but
took a while, yeah. And, you know, like, it was, it's because, like, it's tough. There's stigma.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is just a narrative that hasn't really been effectively communicated in a lot of ways. It's a narrative that's just kind of been buried.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I thought about it. I was in Nashville last year, man, and I thought about it, and I was like, what would it be like if I had to come out?
Yeah.
What would it really be like? How would people perceive me? How would perception change? How would the stigma affect me? A lot of ways. Yeah. A lot of ways. Country music isn't necessarily set up to really support it.
Like, that was brought up on that show, Nashville, actually.
Was
they
it?
Had the one character, it's closeted, and he's trying to deal with the, you know, trying to be this macho guy and everything he wants, but it's so difficult because he has to be this macho guy in order to sell everything, and has to hide whatever relationships he has.
And that's, you know, I just want to end that. You know, I just want, I don't plan on being the sole person. I can't, right? Like, it's too big of a thing for just one person. But I want to start the conversation. I want to let people express themselves, share their stories, and hopefully just through love, through compassion, through understanding, people recognize the truth of the human experience behind it, and they become just we all just kind of in general understand it, and we become more accepting of it. We don't feel threatened by it. We don't feel as though it's going to, like, you know, in any way negatively impact our culture or society, right? And I mean, there's a lot to it. There's religion involved, and there's just social kind of stigma, and there's all kinds of things, but I just want to start the conversation.
Oh yeah. And I think in Canada you're seeing a little bit more acceptance to it. Nice Horse had a video with a drag queen co-hosted the awards last year.
Exactly,
Priyanka.
We're seeing it start to open up.
The Stampede is officially having LGBT events. And
are they? Okay,
yes,
cool. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, I learned that from Nice Horse actually last year.
Okay.
And they're doing all that kind of stuff, so you're starting to see that change,
which is really cool
to see you being a part of that.
Thanks,
having
man.
Met you last year, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, last year I didn't know this was going to be a thing for me. You know, I really didn't. I wrote the song in January this year, and I didn't think it was, I just couldn't foresee it, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't until I wrote the song, and then I looked at it, and then I started to, you know, like, If you go to my TikTok or Instagram or whatever, like, you'll see, like, there's some stats about this stuff and things. And,
okay.
Yeah, it's just so, there's so much diversity, and that's what makes us who we are, is our diversity, and we need to embrace that.
Yeah.
You know?
I have a friend who's a massive fan of yours, so she's like sending me the TikTok stuff.
Cool.
I don't really use TikTok, but okay, yeah.
Nice.
It's like, oh, yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah, by the way, I'm interviewing him. And he's like, oh, my God. I'm like, yeah. Second year in a row. I don't mind doing it. I really like talking to him. So.
Oh,
so what else you got planned for the rest of this year and heading into next year?
Well, right now, like, I'm really in Hating on Love. So, like, we dropped Cowboy State. That song is still kind of out there living and breathing. And so that's finding its people. Hating on Love's finding its people. That's where my head's at. That's where my heart's at. But I mean, I'm always writing and producing stuff. We're always looking at live shows, you know, things like that. So it's just constantly evolving. I'm constantly changing and growing and trying new things and saying new things and exploring different things. That's all going to come. So it's, you know, we're not, like, putting hard deadlines, you know, or anything like that on ourselves, because it just doesn't, it's not the way that people... like, that's not the way that humans work, you know what I mean? Like, people need to have time to find the songs and live with them, and then we can decide based on that, like, okay, like, what are we feeling like makes the most sense for me and speaks to me in this moment, and then we can put that out, you know?
Nice.
So.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me, Dustin,
man.
I always love the opportunity to.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, man.